superchargers, headlights, and more. With over 122 million parts, eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Stay on your A-game with all the parts you need at the prices you want. It's easy to bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production. Now available on Apple Podcasts, Podcast One, Spotify, and anywhere else you get your podcasts.
You know, I like coming up with nicknames around here.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
It's Chunk.
DK Metcalf is the human chunk play.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Chunk.
Play. Rich, I know you've only seen Goonies one time, but like Chunk is a little fat kid.
I just saw the most amazing thing of my entire life.
Touchdown, DK Metcalf.
Today's guest. Pro Football Hall of Famer Tony Dungy, co-host of Good Morning Football, Kyle Brandt, plus actor Bryan Cranston. And now,
it's Chunk.
It's Rich Eisen.
All right, everybody. Welcome to this edition of the Rich Eisen Show. Pleased that you are with us here on this most improbable and unique Wednesday here in 2020. Good to see you over there, Chris Brockman.
Hey,
how are you?
Hey, buddy, what's happening?
Settling in on this show, not Mike Del Tufo, a.k.a. Jason Feller, sitting in the audio executive chair.
Hey,
good to see you. T.J. Jefferson, good to see you sitting
right there.
I dropped
the putt today, Rich.
These things happen. It's all good.
Okay.
Tony Dungy and Kyle Brandt and Bryan Cranston are our three guests here on this show today. And we're going to have some great conversations and some great talk and a great hangout. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. At Rich Eisen Show is how you can tweet with us. You can also Instagram with us. YouTube.com/Rich Eisen Show is the way to follow us. Certainly watch us on Peacock. Listen to us on Sirius XM Channel 211 and also our Rich Eisen Show terrestrial radio network. Headlined by the mightier 1090 here in Southern California. We say hello and good Wednesday to everyone. And this show begins with a rhetorical question. We sports fans have heard, and in case you need a refresher, a rhetorical question is a question posed for dramatic effect or to make a point without really requiring an answer. The answer is understood. I've never asked this rhetorical question on a Wednesday. So, are you ready for some football?
Turn up.
Hold on a second. Or if a Wednesday afternoon, I mean, if you can get the exact polar opposite of a, say, NBC Sunday night game, Sunday night football game on NBC, the kind of polar opposite, the antithesis, the bizarro version of it would have to be Wednesday afternoon football on NBC. I mean, it's the middle of the exact smack dab. It's the hump of hump day.
Hump day, it's on right? In 3.5 hours.
It's the actual hump of the hump day of the middle of the week that we're playing a football game today.
This is the greatest thing of all time.
So I guess you have to ask the question in a different way. Like, are you ready for some football?
Right.
Or are you ready for some football? Are you ready for some football? Doesn't really make sense. I think it's, are you ready for some football? Yes, we are ready for some football. And it's not just any football.
No.
Okay. It was a game so big and intense on an annual basis. Is a game so big and intense. It was placed in the ultimate beachfront property, the NFL outside of a playoff game. There is no more beachfront property the NFL could provide to somebody in our business than a Thanksgiving game and a Thanksgiving night game, to say the least. Ravens Steelers set for Thanksgiving night, then pushed to, if I'm not mistaken, Sunday at 1:15, right?
Yep.
Did it have a place? I think it had a place on Monday.
Yeah, it got moved to Monday.
Right? It had a hot minute.
It was a Monday doubleheader.
And then Tuesday.
Yeah.
And now Wednesday. At 3:30 Eastern time. Like, we've been doing this show for 6 years now and thrilled to be here every day.
Long time.
We've never had an active, inactive report come out in the middle of the first hour. 26 minutes from now.
Yeah.
The Ravens have until 12:30 Eastern to make their final roster moves for this game. So, we'll have Tony Dungy on, and in the middle of our conversation with Tony Dungy that starts in about 60 minutes time, we'll have the inactives actives for an actual NFL game that finishes a week 12 on a Wednesday. And it's interesting. Mike McCarthy was just saying, because, you know, the Ravens were supposed to play the Cowboys to kick off week 13 tomorrow night. But that got changed when they moved off of Sunday to Monday, I think. Or was it when they moved from Monday to Tuesday? They just said, we can't do this Thursday thing. It just can't. We can't do it. So that was pushed to the following Monday. Now it's next Tuesday.
Primetime.
So Ravens hosting Cowboys, that was supposed to start week 13 on a Thursday, will end week 13 on a Tuesday. And Mike McCarthy is using today's game, as he just said in his press availability, as the unique opportunity to have the entire team watch their next opponent together. It's like a real-time film study. Instead of it being all 22, it'll be all, 20-some-odd cameras that NBC will have trained on the game. Ravens-Steelers. And I'm just wondering if the Cowboys will have somebody accidentally sit on the remote and it'll flip to, like, whatever episode of MASH that's on channel 40 on there, you know, on there. And instead of the channel 4, it'll flip to channel 40, you know, like someone will accidentally sit on it. Or they'll screw up the DVRing of it because they had to start late. I'm sorry, that's just my... That was a cheap broadside in the direction of the Dallas Cowboys.
It was really uncalled for, Rich. I'm going to be honest with you.
Are you ready for some football?
You better say it.
In terms of today's game, as we've heard over and over and over again, the Ravens, because due to all reports and also what I'm hearing, I'm confirming reports. A strength and conditioning coach for the Ravens didn't wear a mask and didn't report symptoms. And that's how a whole bunch of guys got it, working out. And we've heard about it. It started here and it went with the running backs, and then it went to here and went there. And Lamar Jackson has COVID-19. So it's RG3. And the last time RG3 started a game was last year when the Ravens had the one seed all wrapped up and they started RG3 in week 17 to make sure that their presumptive and then eventual MVP of the 2019 season, Lamar Jackson, wasn't hurt. The last time RG3 started a game in the NFL, not as the, you know, cup of coffee guy to keep the starter fresh for a playoff team that wanted to stay healthy for the playoffs, was when he wrapped up the 2016 Cleveland Browns campaign, starting weeks 13 through 17. That's the last time RG3 played a game. And you can't say that that team was going towards the playoffs. They won in week 16 on Christmas Eve of 2016 to avoid becoming the only second 0-15 team in the history of the National Football League. Just delayed the inevitable because they were 0-15 the following year. Think about that. Hugh Jackson went 1-15, followed up with 0-16. Still stayed the coach.
Yeah, he stayed the coach. He was 131-1.
So, anyway, long story short, RG3 starting today. And it appears that J.K. Dobbins and Mark Ingram will not play today, even though they are through the 10-day period after which they tested positive to come back in. It's possible. I mean, as we're sitting here right now, all reports are saying Michelle Tafoya was on DP's show earlier today saying that they're out. So it is possible that their tests come back negative today, and maybe they push to get him on like an air Bashotti, get up there in time for the game. But it looks like they will be without Lamar Jackson, Mark Ingram, J.K. Dobbins, Mark Andrews, Willie Snead, Patrick Ricard, if you want to just continue on with the offense. Their top pass rusher, Matthew Judon, is out. Top run stuffer and Calais Campbell is out. I mean, these guys are all out. And that's the undefeated Steelers walking through that door themselves.
Oof.
Gus Edwards will get the start at running back. The backup will be Justice Hill, folks at Oklahoma State might recall from his days running the ball as a Cowboy there. He did score touchdowns in week 16, week 17 last year as he got on the field as a rookie, fourth round drafted rookie last year. He scored. Ty Williams, familiar to South Carolina fans. He was an undrafted rookie. He's one of expected to be 7 or 8 practice squad players elevated for the Ravens today. Now, I'll just say this because I'm getting a bunch of questions about this from friends and others on Twitter. Why is the NFL insisting the Broncos have to go with their practice squad wide receiver at quarterback in one instance? And why are they clearly bending over backwards, contorting themselves into different pretzel-like shapes to make sure that this game gets played? Two reasons. One is the NFL is trying to, as we've mentioned here, avoid a Week 18 at all costs. Mike Florio on Monday mentioned something I didn't think of, was what if they create a Week 18 for Ravens Steelers specifically, and Ravens Cowboys can't get played? Because not if the Ravens can't finally get through their pandemic, their outbreak, Cowboys do, unbeknownst to the Ravens, in the same way that the Steelers couldn't play on Thanksgiving night because the Ravens were having a problem. So now the Ravens have two games they got to make up, but only one week in which to make it up. How do you do that? And two, Week 18, if they do create a Week 18, I mean, my gosh, that would be played in the bye week for the one seeds, already slated to be the bye week for the one seeds in both playoffs. So you'd have to play Ravens-Steelers in that Week 18. Steelers play that Week 18 game for the right to get the next week off? Maybe. While the NFC one seed and the rest of the entire NFC just sits and chills. All the wild card games that should have been going on for the NFC have to pause. And wild card teams that were supposed to go, they get a bye week. And the one seed gets 2 weeks off. I mean, like, it's just clearly it could be done, but they don't want to do it. And then secondly, that's just for conversation kicks, to be honest with you, because the rule the NFL passed coming into the season is they will not hold a game up if one position group gets wiped out due to COVID, where one person has it and the rest are close contacts and have to be placed aside until it's safe for them to come out of their quarantine, and the rest of the team is ready to go and the opponent's team is ready to go. The NFL decided before the season, we're not going to push a game back just because of that. We will push a game back due to medical reasons if there's a bunch of players and it is deemed widely unsafe for this game to go because a bunch of players have tested positive and there is an outbreak and it needs to be contained by pushing off from Sunday to Monday to Tuesday or Thanksgiving night to Sunday to Monday to Tuesday to now Wednesday. It's two different situations. This met the standards that the league decided before the season to allow a game to be pushed, and the Broncos didn't. Hope that answers the question. I'm getting that a lot. I'm getting that from texts from friends like, hey, can you tell me? And you know what I say to them? I'm like, I'm busy. Watch my show. I'll explain it there. That's nice. No, I don't say that. I don't say that. But that's kind of setting the table. And one of the things I want to ask Tony Dungy when he joins is, I mean, coaches, you want to talk about creatures of habit. You want to talk about not wanting to get out of your comfort zone best you can. I mean, let's play Thursday. No, let's play Sunday. Let's play Monday. Let's play Tuesday. Let's play Wednesday afternoon, the hump of hump day. And, you know, and I guess this is par for the course for Tomlin, who, as you know, for the Steelers, they were supposed to have a game against the Tennessee Titans earlier this year in week four. That had to get pushed. And both of these teams, their first game, the Ravens-Steelers, had to get rescheduled because bye weeks had to be moved around. And so the Steelers' bye week coming into this season, set for week eight, wound up being week four. And it was almost another bye week in week 12 so they could play in week 18. But instead, they're going to actually play their week 12 game instead of a Thursday, originally rescheduled for Sunday and then rescheduled for a Monday and then rescheduled for a Tuesday, has now been rescheduled for a Wednesday. I think I got that right. I think I nailed on my... Thanks, Coach. I appreciate it. Thank you, Coach. I think I nailed all the re's. Par for the course. I think the Steelers are going to destroy him. But how about this?
Yeah, I do too.
How about this, though? What if RG3, because you know I love stories, and it was 2 years, I looked it up. I think, let me get the exact date of this. I think I kept it up here. Yes, here it is. It was January 18th, 2018. What date is that? January 18th, 2018 was when RG3 tweeted out a video of him shot by his wife, I believe, or fiance at the time, of him asking his better half to call out a palm tree for him to hit, and he'll hit it with a football. And we're all sitting there like, my gosh, guy's out of football. He's throwing balls against palm trees. I mean, how to show off his accuracy in a video shot by his better half, how far has he fallen, huh? Once upon a time, second overall selection. Stuck with it, man. Stuck with it. And the Ravens are like, you know what? We did that whole Flacco to Lamar thing middle of the season. We don't want to do that anymore. So if Lamar goes down, we now have somebody that can play this style of offense. Let's get the Heisman Trophy winner who was once second overall pick because he was so damn good at it.
Offensive Rookie of the Year.
Right, let's get him. And now he's starting against the Steelers on a Wednesday afternoon. Great. Which is, again, as crazy as throwing footballs at palm trees. You remember all the crap he took on Twitter and Instagram? Like, okay, RG3, gotcha.
There were videos of him, like, playing basketball in the middle of the afternoon, too, at some local gym. Like,
he's just like, you know what, nobody's going to give me a tryout. You want to see my accuracy? Okay, honey, go grab your phone. I got a bunch of footballs. Point to a palm tree. I'll hit the palm tree with the football. And everyone's just like, all right. He's starting against the Ravens. I mean, against the Steelers on NBC in the middle of an afternoon, in the middle of a pandemic. What if he wins this game? What if the Ravens, with all of this stuff, win this football game and you cannot sit here and you at home cannot sit here and stare at your screen and you, at wherever you are listening to me right now, cannot say with certainty this isn't happening?
It's a rivalry.
You know why?
Steelers-Ravens.
You know why? It's not just a rivalry, Steelers-Ravens. Way to point out. It's the old phrase, any given Wednesday. Any given Wednesday.
I mean, RG3
in the NFL.
RG3 is a 10.5-point underdog.
You know? Maybe you tell it walking.
Just saying.
Tell it walking. Maybe he finds Hollywood Brown. Deep.
Maybe.
Pops one free. Maybe somebody off the practice squad is... In, I don't know their practice squad at all.
Dez Bryant.
Invariably, well, Dez Bryant, right. But defensively, invariably, without a doubt, someone from their practice squad has to be from Alabama, right? And so someone, you know, in the Ravens, someone we haven't heard from because, or, you know, someone from the SEC that we haven't heard from in like 2 or 3 years, like could be so long that Vern Lundquist called it his action. I don't know. That guy makes a play. Can't say that can't happen. Can't say that can't happen. 11 minutes now till actives, inactives for the week 12 finale on the hump of hump day on NBC. Tony Dungy's calling in. Lots to talk about with Tony. Kyle Brandt of Good Morning Football. Always a fun chat with him on our Wednesday show. And one of the all-time greats, the GOAT, Bryan Cranston, calls in Hour 3. Hey, football fans. Are you an Amazon Prime member? Did you know you can watch NFL football live on Prime Video? That's right. It's the future of football. This week, instead of Thursday night, make sure to watch the Dallas Cowboys at the Baltimore Ravens this coming Tuesday, December 8th. You can catch all the action on any device, almost anywhere in the world. You can also choose your favorite announcing team, including Troy Aikman and Joe Buck, or Bucky Brooks and Daniel Jeremiah from Move the Sticks, or Chris Long and Carrie Champion from NFL Next. Get next-gen stats and watch in-game replays on demand, all within Prime Video's X-Ray. Again, that's the Cowboys at the Ravens, now rescheduled for this Tuesday. Kickoff is at 8 p.m. Eastern on Prime Video. Also available on Fox and NFL Network, and NFL Network simulcast is subject to change. It is Amazon Prime, NFL Football Live on Prime Video, presented by Bud Light Platinum.
You know what? I'm going to miss doing this promo. I'm going to miss it.
I've grown
emotionally attached to the Ravens-Steelers promo here on Peacock.
You've read it enough.
Oh, it was about a week ago yesterday. Thursday. We first received it from our friends at NBC Sports. Say, hey, when you're on NBC Sports on Peacock, would you mind talking about the Thanksgiving night game?
Of course.
And then it was just like, hey, would you mind talking about the game that's on Sunday? And would you mind talking about the game that's now on Monday? And then by Tuesday, I'm like, will you leave me alone?
I'm over it.
Until we know, I'm done with. But then again, I'm not Collinsworth, who's now taking photographs from his. Did you see his gray photograph from his hotel window?
Room? Yeah,
with the snowy gray Pittsburgh. He says, welcome to day five of the Ravens Steelers game.
How long has he been there?
Do you know? I don't know.
Probably since Friday or Saturday.
Day five.
Right?
I don't know. At some point, maybe you go home. I don't know. And then you come back. I have no idea. Welcome back to the Rich Eisen Show. We're here on a Wednesday.
Turn up.
Are you ready for some, like, as I said, the rhetorical question, are you ready? Are you ready for some football? A Wednesday afternoon game on NBC. And the man who called the Bears Packers game on Sunday night with Mike Tirico and has been calling some games with Mike Tirico for Notre Dame football and is in studio. He's a jack of all trades. He's suddenly become the Taysom Hill of analysts. He's Pro Football Hall of Famer from NBC Sports, Tony Dungy. How are you, Coach?
Oh, I'm doing well. I'm laughing at that description, Rich. And I'm also laughing because you don't know the backstory to this. You asked how long Chris Collinsworth's been there.
Go for it.
Usually what happens every Thanksgiving, I do the Thanksgiving Day game with Mike Tirico, and then Chris and Al do the Sunday game. Chris wanted to switch. So he switched with me, and he's been in Pittsburgh since Wednesday. He now is able to vote in Pennsylvania.
So that could have been you. That could have been you is what you're saying, Tony.
That could have been me. I could have been on a normal year. I would have been there. Now, it would have been great for me because my in-laws live there. I have roots in Pittsburgh. But for Chris Collinsworth, the Cincinnati Bengals, to be in Pittsburgh for a week is not good.
Well, I'll tell you what. It doesn't matter, I guess, what your professional playing affiliation would be. Just being in Pittsburgh ordering maybe from Primanti Brothers down the street for 6 days, that would be a problem for me. I'll be very honest with you.
I would have gained some weight for sure. I'd have been at my mother-in-law's house. I'd have had Primanti Brothers. I'd have had some good things. Bob McCall's. I have some old spots there that would have – hit me up for sure.
Tony Dungy here on the Rich Eisen Show. There's no roadmap either for these coaches. None. Zero.
No.
Right?
This is amazing. I just don't know how you do this, how you're Mike Tomlin, you keep your guys fresh and going. And then if you're John Harbaugh, I really don't think this is fair that you don't have practices and you're not able to go and you're expected to go in there and play well. Now, John is not going to have any excuses, and he's going to expect his team to play well. But this is tough duty.
And then again, just not knowing when you're playing, right?
Yes.
And then I can't imagine what it must be like, because, you know, you as a Hall of Fame coach can attest, right? I mean, football coaches are the most controlling of control freaks of all time, right?
Routine-oriented.
Okay.
Yes.
you know, I guess you get routine oriented might be a better way to put it than control freaks. But
control freaks is good.
Okay.
Too, yes.
What must it be like to sit there and know that you're going to get COVID reports every day? Right. And you have no idea what's coming your way when somebody walks in. You got good news or bad news. Like I'd be one of those, like, just like send up, like, give me an actual hand signal when we walk in the room.
Right.
I don't want, you know,
don't know when you're going to play the game, when you're going to fly to Pittsburgh. You don't know who's going to be able to play. Every day it's something different. This guy's up. He'll be able to play. Now, these three guys won't be able to play. And this guy can play. And you might play tomorrow. But no, now it's going to be Wednesday. And it's not going to be a night game. Now it's going to be 3 o'clock in the afternoon. That drives people crazy. Warren Sapp once said about me when I coached him in Tampa, Warren said, I'm the only person who can tell you what I'll be doing a year from now on Tuesday at 8 o'clock because my coach doesn't change his format at all.
Oh, that is phenomenal.
And I kind of took that as a compliment.
Well, I mean, and Tomlin's from your coaching tree, Tony. Yes. So how do you think he's approaching this week in this game,
well,
or has
all
been?
All these coaches have had to adjust, and they've had flexibility. Everybody I talk to, they say flexibility is the key. You can't do it the way we've always done it. You can't get caught up in your routine. You just have to adjust. You may have a practice squad wide receiver that has to play quarterback for you. And you know what? Adjust, adapt, and don't worry about it and go. It's difficult, but that's the way it is, and I think that's the way everyone's approaching it.
Hall of Famer Tony Dungy, NBC Sports Tony Dungy here on the Rich Eisen Show. I guess the good news, if there is for the Ravens, is RG3's in a veteran hand, right? And somebody who, you know, we were just recounting in our first segment, Tony, how 2 years ago RG3 was having his wife film him throw footballs at palm trees to show off his accuracy on Twitter to get a job. This is a big moment for him. I know that there's a lot of, you know, guys who he's probably never thrown to that it's on the field and it's a difficult spot, but this is a huge opportunity for him today, Tony. What do you think this offense is going to look like? The same thing, maybe even a little bit better vertically with him, do you think?
I think he'll do just fine. If I were Ravens fans, I wouldn't be concerned about the quarterback play. I think Robert knows the offense. He's practiced as much as anybody. Maybe he has practiced with some of the guys that are going to end up being out there. That's the
right.
Scout team guys. So they may have a good rhythm, but I'd be concerned about my running back. I just read that Mark Ingram and Dobbins won't play. So you got Gus Edwards, and this is a running team. They need to run the ball. Now, what happens if something happens to Gus? I don't know where you go from there, and that's what I'd be concerned about. But I think Robert Griffin is going to play just fine.
Tony Dungy here on the Rich Eisen Show. Let's talk about the game you just called. You know, Tony, I know you don't throw these words around cavalierly, but you spoke for what I was thinking when Jamal Williams just busted right up the middle of that Bears defense on Sunday night to put a 40-burger on the board officially. You said the Bears – have given up. The Bears look like they've given up. And I know you when you say stuff like that, you understand the meaning of that. What is the meaning of that, though, for this team right now and moving forward, Tony?
Yeah, and I was talking about that particular game. I wasn't talking about the season or anything
right.
else. Just at that moment, the Bears defense, we're used to seeing pride. And you think Dick Butkus and Brian Urlacher and Mike Singletary. And, you know, that's what I think of the Bears defense. And that's the way they played for most of the year. And at that particular moment, it was almost like, gosh, it's all come down. And rather than these three guys make the tackle at the 3-yard line, you know, they're going to score eventually. And you just saw that will being broken a little bit. They'll bounce back, and they didn't quit in the game. They came back and they played. But at that moment, it was like the dam just broke and – We can't stop this water from gushing out.
Now, but if you're a coach and you're sitting there and you know your quarterback spot is an issue and you see that on the field, and how I know you say that they'll bounce back, but how do you make that happen? How does that happen?
Well, you go and you challenge them and you say, you know what, this is not acceptable. And I played with some guys, Joe Green and Jack Lambert, that I don't care if it's 50-0 and we're on a 10-game losing streak. That is not going to happen. people aren't going to walk in our end zone. And that's the mentality that they have to get back, and they've got to challenge each other. And, yeah, that was a tough moment, but you know what? We're better than that, and we will bounce back, and we'll show up this week.
And what's your assessment on what – if the Bears called you up and said, hey, Tony, what do you think we should do here? What would you say to them?
I'm always one that says sticking with the direction we're going is good until you see that it just can't work. The Bears did a lot of great things in 2018. They did some good things last year. This year it started out okay, has gone downhill from there, but they've got a good staff. They've got a good plan. Here's what they've got to do. What did we do well in 2018? We ran the football. We had Jordan Howard. We had Tariq Cohen. We ran well, and that set everything else up. And we played solid defense, and we got the takeaways, but we were ahead a lot. Defense is fine. Defense is going to be okay. We've got to get them where they're ahead sometimes, and they're defending passes and not just having people run the clock down. Offensively, we've got to get that mentality back. We've got to get some offensive linemen healthy. We've got to feel like we can run the ball. Mitch Trubisky will be okay if they can run the football like they did in 2018. So Montgomery, I think, is a good solid back. We've got to find another one. We've got to hope Tariq Cohen comes back full speed. But we've got to get that mentality back more than anything.
Yeah, but you, as you saw with your own two eyes, and you know deep down as well, number 12 in Green Bay means you got to have somebody at that position better than okay. Is Trubisky the guy, do you think?
That I don't know. I have not seen enough of him to know that. But he's not the entire problem there. And to me, the problem is not so much at quarterback, but it's their running game. I love Nick Foles, and Nick Foles can do some. We saw what Nick Foles can do when he's got LeGarrette Blount and the running game that they had there, and he's got some good receivers and a great tight end. But Nick Foles couldn't do it behind that offensive line with that running attack. So let's not be so quick to throw Mitch Trubisky under the bus. And let's figure out where we are here. I want to see them get back to the mentality of 2018, and then we'll figure out how good the quarterback is.
A few minutes left here with Tony Dungy, Pro Football Hall of Fame head coach and NBC Sports, right here on the Rich Eisen Show. There's salary cap concerns. There's also concerns that maybe the kid you drafted in the second round isn't ready to play yet. You know that there's different reasons why a coach makes a decision. What's your best guess why Doug Peterson keeps Carson Wentz in the game and keeps appearing to bang his head against the same wall in 2020 here?
Well, Carson Wentz right now is the best chance they have to make the playoffs. And Jalen Hurts is not going to give them the best chance to make the playoffs. If you're saying, hey, we're going to look down the road and 2 years from now these reps we're giving Jalen Hurts are going to pay off, that's one thing. But if you're saying we're trying to win this thing in 6-10, may win the division, and what's the best way for me to get to 6 wins is it's definitely Carson Wentz. Now, they've got some issues, too. Their offensive line is in tatters, and they're not able to run the ball as well as they would like, and there's different receivers out there, and defensively they've got to be a little more solid and sound. So there's a lot of things that the Eagles have to fix if they want to win 3 or 4 more games and be that playoff team. But Carson Wentz, no question, gives them the best chance in these next 5 weeks.
Tony, when was the last time you got a call from an NFL team kicking your tires to see if you'd be interested in actually coaching again? When was the last time that happened?
I think it was 3 years ago, but I've had some calls recently that seemed more than just a coincidence. that people are just, hey, how you doing? How you feel? Good to talk to you. And people I haven't heard from in a long time. So I think it's been about 3 years, but you never know.
So they're not calling to ask you the question directly, but just to say hi.
Yeah, what do you think about so-and-so? Do you think so-and-so would be a good coach? And, what do you think about our team? And never ask the question, but, it just seems like out-of-the-blue calls.
Mm. Because, you and I go back and forth as to why you wound up in the great state of Minnesota, as opposed to staying at home in Michigan and playing in the maize and blue. And, the Lions have a gig open there. And you know the situation very well there, Tony. I mentioned your colleague Jim Caldwell as a possibility to come back there, Tony. Boy, did I get lit up.
I would do if I were them. I would bring Jim Caldwell back and say, hopefully we can fix this thing. But I'm not sure what the Lions are going to do. You and I, Rich, have watched this for years and years and years. And it seems like every time we make a little progress, it goes back downhill. I want the Lions to be good. That's my home state, the team I grew up rooting for, and I hope they make a good decision here.
Well, I mean, going forward. Now I guess I'm bringing up Caldwell because I got lit up that Jim didn't beat teams that with an over 500 record, and there was once nine men on the field, and so on and so forth, and that he didn't have the stuff that the Lions needed. I mean, that's literally what I got in terms of all of that. Do you think he got a raw deal back in the day, Tony?
Yeah, I definitely think he got a raw deal because they were going in the right direction. They had a good chemistry there. Just listen to Mrs. Ford's press conference when she let him go. That was the most unbelievable thing I've ever heard. Hey, our locker room is better. We've got great direction. We've won more games than we've had over any three-year period of time in the last 40 years. Our city is better. Our players believe in him, but we're going in another direction. Come on. that says a lot right there. But the Detroit Lions, they're playing the Dallas Cowboys in a playoff game. All they got to do is make a first down to win the game. They throw a flag, pass interference, have a big conference, pick the flag up. Dallas ends up beating them. You know, they were a playoff team winning a playoff game, should have won a playoff game, 9-7, and someone doesn't win and that kind of thing, and you're out of it and you don't make the playoffs at 9-7. Well, we can't take the next step. We need somebody to be a little more tough, hard-edged, hard-nosed. Well, you got all that, and what were we, 13-29? So I think it was a raw deal. I think had Jim Caldwell stayed there, they would have been a playoff team right now.
So what do you?
I really believe that.
What do you tell to people when they ask you to assess their organization when you think they might be kicking your tires, Tony? What do you say?
I tell them to really take a look at yourself. I go back to Dan Rooney, Rich, and Dan Rooney. And the Rooney Rule that came from his name, all of that, really, Dan Rooney had a philosophy. Here's what I'm going to do. We're a cold-weather city. We're a tough town. I'm going to hire young, communicative, aggressive defensive coaches. And I'm going to go out and find the best guy. And then when I hire him, you know what? I'm going to stick with him. And we're going to see it out. So when Chuck Noll goes 1-13 the first year, we're not going to panic. Okay, that's our formula. I pick my guy, and I'm going to stick with him. And the Steelers have done that for 50 years now. And that's what people need to figure out. First of all, what do I want? And I have to set that tone and start a direction, and then I've got to stick with it. And I've got to ride it out. And people may not like it, and fans might get upset, and they might think Jim Caldwell's not tough enough or this or that. But you know what? We're going to stick it out. And that's what I tell people when they talk to me. First of all, tell me what you want. Tell me what you're looking for. And then I can help you go out and find that.
What if their answer is Tony Dungy?
Well, let me go out and help you find a poor man.
That is good. All right, Tony, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. We're looking forward to seeing this game today. And I guess the next time Chris asks you to swap games, you say no problem.
About it before.
Yes, he might have a hitch in his giddy up. We've got the photograph up there. It is. It looks pretty bleak.
I saw it. Gloomy. I saw there. It. I was laughing because I said, you know what? That could be me.
Take care of yourself, Tony. Appreciate the call. We'll chat again soon. You got it.
Always nice being with you.
Right back at you. There's Tony Dungy. I follow him on Twitter. You should too, @TonyDungy, Pro Football Hall of Fame coach. Hey, Tony, how you doing? What's going on? Great. How you been? Great. How's your family? Family's good. Great. What do you think about what's going on here? What do you think about our quarterback situation? What do you think about our structure? What do you think about all this?
You like that kid we drafted last year?
And he's too nice to basically say, well,
why are you calling me?
Yeah, like, what's up? Well, I look down. I haven't seen that 313 area code in a long time. It's Detroit.
I know.
Okay.
Yeah. I was looking up Chicago's area code.
I haven't seen that 404 area code. It's 312.
We've watched it.
I haven't seen the 312 in a while. What's going on? How you been? What do you think of that Trubisky guy, huh? What do you think? What do you think of our general manager? Just asking. You know, if you were thinking of, hiring somebody, who would that be?
Any thoughts?
Hoping that they say, well, what about me? What do you think about me?
I love he said the poor man's Tony Dunn.
I know. That was funny.
I don't think so.
That's as much of a flex you will ever hear from Tony Dungy,
yeah.
Ever.
Okay, so there's no inactives yet. However, okay. Adam Schefter, 12 seconds ago, just tweeted, Marquise Pouncey is being put on the COVID list.
Oh, my
Pittsburgh,
word.
So without their starting center tonight, today, 2 hours.
It's like a zombie Thanksgiving night game. I know fans are like, why are they doing it? I've explained why. Well, week 18 needs to be like in case of absurd, like I guess this is the ultimate case of emergency, would it be? I mean, it is 6 days later than when this game was supposed to be played. But if the Ravens are in town and the Steelers are ready to go and the league has decided that through all their contact tracing, it's ready to go, then they got to go. Because a week 18 would just absolutely upset the entire table. And if the Steelers wind up going undefeated, 16-0, I know what happened in New England in 2007. I know what happened, you know, that 13-0 for the Dolphins.
Yeah.
This would be unbelievable.
Yeah.
844-204-RICH, number to dial. Your phone calls. We'll hit a poll question and more when we return on this Wednesday show. We'll keep an eye on the game that's kicking off in 3 hours. Words I have never said on this show, ever. Do you own or rent your home? Sure you do. And I bet it can be hard work. You know what's easy? Bundling policies with GEICO. GEICO makes it easy to bundle your homeowner's or renter's insurance along with your auto policy. And it's a good thing, too, because you already have so much to do around your home. Go to GEICO.com, get a quote, and see how much you could save. It's GEICO easy. Visit GEICO.com today. That's GEICO.com. The Rich Eisen Show store is open. Go to RichEisenStore.com. Be the first on your block with one of these babies. T-shirts, both long and, of course, short sleeve and white or heather gray. We've got hats, people. And, of course, start your day with a cup of Joe and a Rich Eisen Show coffee mug. Go to RichEisenStore.com and shop your head off right now. RichEisenStore.com. We had Kathy from Philadelphia said I should have gone with RichEisenShop.com. What do you think?
I didn't hate that.
Is it better than RichEisenStore.com?
No, I like store. Store sounds more official.
I think it would have been like if we were shop and she would have said store, I probably would have went, yeah, that sounds good. So,
you know, my buddy Jack G once said that I should stop calling the Rich Eisen podcast a podcast. I should call it a show. Because a podcast, he said, sounds smaller than a show.
Right. I think store
and
sounds
And so I went and actually got a show, and I've been telling him that.
Right.
So store, that's what I'm saying. Store sounds
store is bigger than shop.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That's what I'm just saying. You know, I mean, a store is like...
You're right.
Where you get all sorts of stuff. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show. On our radio network. Can you put up the Don? Put up the Collinsworth photograph one more time. Chris Collinsworth tweeted this out. Over 21,000 likes at the current moment. He tweeted this out Tuesday. Welcome to day five of the Ravens-Steelers game. That is a photograph. And trust me, people who know Pittsburgh, I'm sure Chris, as soon as he tweeted this out, they started, you know, answering exactly what hotel
they think
he's from and
exactly.
All that. And I'm sure he rued that moment the minute he actually sent this out. But it's such a bleak photograph. So seeing this bleak photograph in the state of Pennsylvania of somebody saying that it's day five, I'm wondering, does he wake up to I've got you, babe, at the same time every single morning?
Collins respects me as one of those like 4:30 a.m. every day.
That's what I'm saying. And it is Groundhog Day.
Yeah. The game is officially
Groundhog
on.
Groundhog Day.
Rich, Brian McCarthy just tweeted out, game on. Let's do this.
Let's do this. Get it over with and never speak of it again. What if it's great? What if it's like 31-30 and let's go down the field? And
well, I'm going to need Pittsburgh to win by more than four, just saying. So, it's, you know, if it's like 35-28, I'm
okay.
good with that.
I will just say this. I will say this with the ultimate of love and respect. What the hell is the matter with you?
Well, it's the final leg of my teaser, you know what I mean? So it's like it's been pushed back so many times, I'm just waiting.
So it's sitting here, you've gotten everything,
you've
jumped every hurdle
to
this
point? I've got all the legs, and this is the final one.
But why would you, okay, let me ask you these questions. As you know, I am unfamiliar with many of these terms and methodology and all of it. I'm unfrozen caveman lawyer when it comes like
I was just about to say, is that where you're going
your
with
term,
it?
Your term, it confuses me. What if they had canceled this game? Would you have not gotten paid for all the legs?
I think I would have gotten paid out for the other legs, but at a less rate.
What if they pushed it to week 18? Would you have had to wait to week 18 to get paid out?
Great question. I would have to contact my representative.
Is there customer service?
I mean,
is there?
I got to imagine so.
Okay. You've got to imagine.
I hope there is.
I don't know. Is there a white glove treatment with this customer service? I don't know. I mean, how's it work?
Louisville Slugger treatment.
I think these are all valid questions.
A knock on your door in the middle of the night.
Just need Pittsburgh to win by like six.
By the way, speaking of Phil Hartman characters from Saturday Night Live.
The great Phil Hartman.
Okay. The late, great Phil Hartman, right? Playing the unfrozen caveman lawyer. I was thinking of Phil Hartman in Saturday Night Live on the way to work yesterday.
Really?
Yes, because do you remember the famed commercial, mock commercial that they made up? This has to be a 30-year pop culture reference, so I say this, you know, gingerly. Happy Fun Ball. Do you remember the Happy Fun Ball from Saturday Night Live? It was like a fake. It just looked like a ball, and it was a commercial that satirized those commercials that you see on television for, call now and get Happy Fun Ball. But there were about 50 different caveats about how the ball, even though it looked like a ball, was dangerous to your health.
I'm watching it right now. Okay. Dana Carvey, Mike Myers.
And it's Phil Hartman. You know, they talk about Happy Fun Ball, and then they scroll through all of how dangerous an item it is. You know, kind of those commercials now for medicine. They tell you it's a 60-second commercial. Yep. The first 15 seconds shows you the person in distress. Yep. The next 30 seconds shows you about how that person is made better.
Yeah,
and then the last 15 or the 30 seconds is about how this product can kill you, and the last 15 seconds shows about how the product is helpful.
Warning, pregnant women.
Yeah,
right?
Pregnant women, the elderly, and children under 10 should avoid prolonged exposure to Happy Fun
Ball. My favorite one, the reason why I thought about it yesterday, was DK Metcalf, do not taunt Happy Fun Ball. And I thought that's, he's like Happy Fun Receiver, you know, like, hey, Jim Schwartz, do not taunt Happy Fun Ball. Even though Jim Schwartz all day yesterday probably be sitting around saying,
What did I say?
I believe that.
I do too.
Yeah.
He told Stacey Dales again today. He's like, I was complimenting the guy.
Like, what did I say? And it's just, but that's DK Metcalf and why I think he's so particularly special and his superstar is being born right now is because he is taking anything as a slight and using it as his fire. And you have seen many people do that to raging success, and their names are Tiger, Brady. I mean, that sort of stuff. And I know that that's an absurd pedestal on which to put him, and I'm gingerly basically saying he's not there yet because that might be concerned or could taken as I'm taunting Happy Fun Ball here.
Don't say that out loud, Rich.
No, but I'm saying that you stay away from him. Stay away from him. Clearly, he is dangerous to your team's defensive health. And just stay away from him. There's no reason to go up to him saying, I really appreciate your game. I've been around Megatron. And, you know, you still, you know, you're not there yet statistically or whatever.
Yeah, you know, you like, remind me of him. But
you remind me of him. You remind me of him. You know, I know a lot of people are throwing Megatron around there. I was around him. You know, you still have a few years to go. Basically, him saying, you know, he doesn't have the career statistics as Megatron. And he takes that as like, you know, what if I'm already there in my mind? I'm not Megatron, I'm me, and I'm as good as I am because of all the hard work, and who the hell are you? You were on a team that didn't draft me, and I'm going to go torch Darius Slay that you keep on putting in one-on-one coverage with me, and I will think of you every single play, and that's why you do not taunt Happy Funball.
It's kind of like David Banner talking to Mr. McGee in The Incredible Hulk. Don't make me angry.
Don't.
You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
Don't make me angry. That's what I'm saying.
And he made him angry.
He's like the Hulk. He is. I mean, he makes the Hulk look like David Banner.
It seems like DK Metcalf has issues with sleeves too.
Well, I mean, look.
He's so
if
huge.
If I had that build,
mm-hmm.
Let's put it this way. If I had that build, I wouldn't be coming to work in sweaters every day. Like I definitely wouldn't go cardigan. I'd be showing them off. Like it would be.
Tight dress shirts, show off the V.
Yeah, it would be the Ed Hockley show every day here on the Rich Eisen show. Oh, yeah.
I had that build, bro, I'd probably be WWE champion right now.
But I thought that. I'm like, I just couldn't work it into the open yesterday, and we talked about so much. But Chris Brockman, I cannot imagine you put actual hard-earned American dollars on this game today.
Well, I'm counting on a Steelers blowout.
He's got an addiction, Rich. There's 800 numbers he should call to get help.
I hit Seattle and the under, and I hit.
Oh, congratulations!
You know what I'm just saying.
I don't approve.
We're rocking
of this
roll.
Message.
Well, by the way, Rich, I'm looking at Collinsworth's picture.
Yes.
As I zoom in, there's the Primanti Brothers is right there.
I would be honestly, if you put me across the street from Primanti Brothers for five straight days,
like twice a day,
it would be on and cracking.
Yeah, I'm like
literally, it would be
right
the
there.
Eisen Brothers by the end of the week. There's one place in Ann Arbor, Bell's Pizza. Okay,
is that the one that got mailed to you? Oh no, that was
no,
from New York.
That was my buddy from New York. I ordered from this pizzeria. It wasn't a pizzeria. I mean, that's a New York phrase. It's just you know a
pizza spot.
A pizza spot on campus. I ordered my senior year. We were right around the corner from it. I ordered from it so much my senior year. One day they came to the door with the pizza I ordered and a bag of potato chips on top of it. And I said, I didn't order these chips. And they said, the owner said, we got to give them something. So here's the chips. And I did for a moment after the delivery gent left the premises, I did have a slight, small, brief epiphany of thinking about what this meant. That my diet was a wee bit off, that I ordered from a pizza place so often the owner felt compelled to just give me a little bit of something, a little to wet my beak a little bit as a thanks. It was a bag of potato chips. And what am I doing? It literally took.
Yeah, man.
It literally caused me as a senior in college to sit down and take a wee bit of stock. And then I ate the bag of chips.
Were they barbecue? Just regular?
I don't recall.
Were they little joints?
I don't recall.
Bigger bag
I just
chips?
Remember there's the box and then a small. It was not one of those big, you know, bags.
It was just a little small.
Yes, yes, yes. A small
single
bag.
Single serving.
Right. And it was like, what's this?
It's on the arm.
A little something for the effort.
It's a little something. It was on the arm. And a little something for the effort. And I did as a 20-year-old, because I graduated college without being legal drinking age, because I skipped kindergarten. I'm sharing a lot now. that I took stock for just might have been a minute before I popped open the chips and finished the box.
I'm surprised you didn't look at that like an accomplishment.
I am now. It's the Rich Eisen Show. Ballin', thank you very much. LeBron news, huh? And Kyle Brandt before Brian Cranston joins us.
All right, so Albert Breer's saying all the Ravens' rapid tests came back negative today.
Okay, so does that mean that those are POC, those are POC tests. Those are point of care tests that they take.
So not persons of color?
Those are, say it again?
Not persons of color?
No, they're not.
Oh, okay.
No, it has nothing to do with that. It's when you see POC in these tweets that these just waiting for the POC tests to come back, they are rapid tests, point of care at all the NFL facilities. So Ravens arrive, they get their POC tests regardless. And I guess they all came back negative.
That's great.
Even those aren't the up and, you know, I don't think those are the up the nose. Those are not the PCR ones, the highly sensitive and accurate ones. So
you got free
dressed, ready to go. Yeah. Right. Here we go. Here we go. Game on, everybody.
Game on.
The game is on, and it will be cracking. And I say to you, sir, best of luck.
Thank you.
Best of luck.
Potentially a big win tonight.
This afternoon. Sorry, not tonight.
Sorry, I keep saying tonight.
Unless you've also bet on the tree lighting, then you've got a problem.
No comment.
By the way, are they taking lines on? Is there a line on that?
On the tree lighting?
On the tree lighting? Ravens Steelers, by the way. I don't know if you know. It's coming up.
Welcome to the MIP.
Yeah.
The Michael Irvin Podcast.
You knew this was coming.
Guess who?
Let me start this thing off. Join me every week for the Michael Irvin Podcast. We'll give you the full MIP experience. I'm talking everything from football to fashion. I will be chopping it up with playmakers, headline makers, and I am throwing haymakers. I'm the MVP of the MIP. Don't miss it.
Download new episodes of the MIP, the Michael Irvin Podcast, every Thursday on Apple Podcasts, Podcast One, and Spotify.